Have you ever stopped to think? Where do your thoughts go when you stop thinking? When you allow yourself to slip into a nice, deep trance, where do all those swirling, spiraling thoughts go? Do they float away? Or perhaps sometimes, are they drained away? Does it feel as if there's a certain, inevitable pull? A pull, a current, a deep need to draw into trance. Maybe, just maybe, you haven't been hypnotized yet. Though, there seems to be so many other people here. So, being hypnotized must be something good, must be something enjoyable, must be something deeply desirable. But perhaps that's a bit too much thinking. Because when you think, all those thoughts start spiraling around, spiraling around, spiraling around. And wouldn't it feel better to instead have all those thoughts flow in one straight line, down deeper and deeper, converging upon a point, and then dropping down, down, down. It's as if your thoughts are water. And my voice is slowly draining them away. They can start to spiral and swirl, becoming a vortex that slowly sweeps you away, deep down deep into trance. And it's all right if those eyelids start to feel a little bit heavy right now. Maybe part of your body is already starting to accept how good it would feel to be hypnotized on a deep, subconscious level. Are you blinking a little bit more slowly than normal? Are you breathing a bit more deeply than normal? It's all right if you are. And you know, it's also okay if you're not. Because perhaps part of you is really trying to hold on to fight this sleepy, drowsy current. You know, the second you start fighting something, though, that means there's something there pulling you. So you're either not resisting at all, or you're fighting a very powerful current. What's happening? Are you going along with the flow? Or are you slowly being dragged deeper and deeper into trance? Which feels better to you? Does part of your pride want to pretend to have put up a fight before you inevitably sleep deeply? before everything melts away? Or are you going to force those eyes open again? When did they become so heavy? When did all your thoughts spiral and swirl, spiral and swirl, down, 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 down the drain, going, going, gone, all gone? Though perhaps I should give the people who want to try to fight this deep, powerful hypnosis an extra chance to resist in 1, 2, 3. Wide awake, very focused, may be tempted to click out of this recording, but don't. No, no, no. Listen, because you want to prove that you can resist the irresistible. Because if you run away, you resisted nothing. So keep listening. Never run away from hypnosis. Never stop listening to my voice. Never let those eyelids close until I tell you to sleep deeply. And then let them shut so easily and effortlessly as you imagine all your thoughts flowing like water down, down, down a rather large drain, becoming a swirling vortex. And since you are your thoughts, it's only natural for you to be pulled along with them, down, 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 deeper and deeper, draining away, draining away, draining away, finding that you're in some sort of large pool, being drained away, drained away, your mind being drained away, drained away, becoming a swirling vortex that then flows down, down, down in one mighty, inescapable stream, going with the flow, realizing that there's nothing to hold on to. All you can do is drift. It doesn't matter if those eyes are open in 1, 2, 3, or if you've just let go to sleep and drifted all the way down, because you can always go deeper, you can always feel better, and you can let yourself go. Now, as I count down from 5 to 1, 5, the water carrying you away. 4, you are your thoughts and they're being drained away. 3, being picked up by the vortex. 2, going down. And 1, into deep, deep sleep. Finding yourself floating in free fall. Weightless, safe and sound, surrounded by my voice and the warm water, all your thoughts trickling down like rain. They may surround you, but they no longer are part of you. They're outside of you. You're detached from them. Any awareness you have of them is momentary until they just fade away, fade away, fade away, dropping down like rain as you continue to float, drift, weightless in free fall, weightless in trance, and letting this become a wonderful, euphoric feeling, knowing that any time you want to be deeply hypnotized and you're in a safe place to do so, you can let your thoughts be drained away, picked up by this vortex, flowing into this vortex, and then just falling down, 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 like droplets of rain. Each thought outside of you now, disconnected from you now, something separate. And it's all right to occasionally notice a raindrop or two, but you don't notice them for long. You don't hold on to them. You don't let those thoughts linger. They just fade away, fade away, fade away, deeper and deeper, feeling better and better, knowing that all those thoughts can just fade away, fade away, fade away, all the way down, deep down deep, deep into trance, deep into sleep, letting your mind instantly and effortlessly enter that euphoric state of free fall whenever I tell you to sleep. Your subconscious mind knows what to do. Your subconscious mind is so smart. And your subconscious mind can lock in all of these powerful, positive hypnotic suggestions so easily and effortlessly. Because as you feel nice and weightless, if your subconscious mind instantly and effortlessly accepts that you should go deep into trance whenever I tell you to sleep, you'll find that your arms become even more weightless. They feel even lighter, and they start floating up, floating up, floating up. And this is your subconscious mind's way of saying yes, yes, yes. And as those arms float up higher and higher, your subconscious mind says yes, deeper and deeper, deep, deep yes. Deep, deep acceptance, floating up higher and higher, letting this sink deeper and deeper into your mind, and then just letting it lock into place as you sleep deeply, going loose and limp, dropping down even deeper, loose and limp, comfortable and relaxed, feeling so wonderful and so good, and knowing that hypnosis is always a deep, positive, powerful experience, knowing that you can go very easily into trance, and you can go very deeply into trance, feeling wonderful and euphoric. And in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and so very happy that you went deep into trance. 1. Slowly drifting back up towards wakefulness. 2. More and more. 3. Becoming aware of your surroundings. 4. Almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert.